years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is a live show on Memorial Day weekend. Yes, I'm Walter M. Sterling live. Weather, Dr. Dave. Well, look at that. There is Gary Chapman. Gary Chapman, my buddy at KMOX, one of the many sound shapers that helps make Sterling every night spectacular. Sean makes the sound shaping spectacular at WPHT in Philadelphia. And my Midnight Misfits, I will have a secret decoder message for you coming up. That includes Frankie Red, Jim Kelly, Eric Ferguson, Bill White, Joe Roman, Annie Knapp, Rebecca Canner, Beryl Kravitz, Charlie Green, and his handsome son. Yes, all of you. What was that? What was that sound there?
Everything I get is right. It's the Walter Sterling Show. It's the Walter Sterling Show, every damn night.
I wanted to see what it was going to do, if it had a donut in it, or if it kept singing. If I was professional, I would have done that before I got on the air, but why be that professional? All right, that's enough of that. 2 weeks ago, my God, it's been 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago, I started doing this show every damn night. Monday through Friday on 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia. And it could be on this station anytime you bother management enough. There's no reason for you not to bother management more. You haven't bothered management enough about my show in general, which is probably good. I do it Monday to Friday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time, and then on Sunday from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And it is always a joy and a privilege to do this with you. Now, something's making noise. What is that?
Yes.
Okay, go off. Go away. Strange. It's going to be on a little. An air purifier. We're doing our show from the laundry room. No other radio show does their show from the laundry room. I don't understand, Mr. Sales Manager, why don't we have naming rights? You sell naming rights to empty conference rooms. Let me tell you, when you hear a radio station saying, and it's coming from our concert room or from our music room, sponsored by your local Dodge dealer. Okay, that's just a conference room. And they persuaded some poor local Dodge dealer to put up a sign in their conference room, and now it's a sponsored guy. It's silly. But I have an actual laundry room which uses detergent, softeners, water softener, bleach, stain removers. There's a wide variety of very well-funded products that could sponsor the naming rights in my laundry room. And why not? I talk about it constantly. And what do you think is better, Tide or Capril? Is it put? What is it? Patril? Tide or? I'll get it during the break. Sorry. There's that European one that started to take over the market. But I'm Walter Sterling, live on a Memorial Day weekend, a three-day weekend. And it is an honor and a thrill to be with you, I think. But I am the only radio show that is live right now in North America. This is it. I'm it. You're stuck with me. A live radio show on a Sunday night. There are things that I'm tired of, and I get to reflect on them during three-day weekends. There may be things that you are tired of. And one of the things that I'm tired of, and that I hesitate to mention because it sounds so petty, but it's so important to me, as many things are that are petty but are in fact important to me. I don't like it when my daughters introduce children to me who are 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, and they address me as Walter. Nobody called my mother and father by their first name. I didn't call any of my friends' parents by their friends' first names. I didn't know their first names. Does this happen to you? 888-688-9258. Call me.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
It's a constitutional crisis. Should your 18-year-old be allowed to dance? Strippers on the loose, later. Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain what happens when a one-night stand turns into a date handcuffed to a headboard. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Puppies for sale. Yeah, and it comes with some weirdness. The people of Walmart later. Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by TikTok videos.
Never put these six foods in the fridge, otherwise you wouldn't even know how you died. One, ginger.
Gosh, yes. Sterling every night. That is the challenge. There are things that I have to admit, I'm done. I'm not going to put up with anymore. And perhaps you have something like that, too. That's how we have a talk show. You call me with things that annoy you. I tell you about things that annoy me. It's kismet. Can you spell kismet? An SAT word. In the laundry room, it's Tide or Persil. Tide or Persil. There are many forms of detergent. People have extraordinary preferences. The tablets, the with bleach, add Oxidol to it, Oxy, whatever that is, I put that in. But I also am very, very firm about the fact that we only use generics. When I go to Target or Walmart, I get the generics, the great value, which always seems to work just fine. And then my current bride is insane. Nothing can have an aroma. There can be no fresh scent. She refuses to have any scent or aroma. I want it to smell like an expensive spa, one of those $200 an hour spas. I want my home to smell like the spa. And I went into one of those scent places and I said, what is the scent that smells like a spa? What is that? And she said, it is mint and sandalwood. It's a combination of mint and sandalwood. Okay, that's how I want my home to smell. I would make that happen yesterday. My wife doesn't want that. Instead, she wants to complain about the stink of the cats. She'd rather complain about the urine stink of the male cat than actually put a covering scent throughout the house. A robust mint and sandalwood scent. Why can't I have that? So I'm not allowed to get any aroma for the laundry, not allowed to get any to make it smell nice. Instead, if that litter box is not emptied in 8 seconds after the cat, that's what the house will smell like. I don't see that necessary. And now my two oldest daughters are home from college. What does that mean? All year long, I have to hear them say, oh, we miss the cats. Oh, I miss the cats. Why do I miss the cats? And then they come home and I say, if you want to show your love for the cats, empty the litter boxes. This is an overwhelming task. I got another one. Why don't you empty the dishwasher? You have used every dish and glass in the house in the past 40 minutes. Empty the dishwasher. These are overwhelming tasks. No, I'm fine, the 12-year-old will say. The 12-year-old will say, no, I'm fine, as if the task is somehow optional. I'm not doing it. I'm doing a network radio show from the laundry room. I think that's enough. It's an overwhelming task right there. But the thing I'm sick of, and I don't want to happen again, is if I'm introduced to somebody under 21, 22, I do not want to be addressed as Walter. I'm not Walter. I am Mr. Sterling. And my friends, when I was a kid, I'd meet their parents. To this day, I don't know what their first names are. To this day, I don't know what my teachers in school first names were. That wasn't an option. It was not. I couldn't imagine anybody coming into my home and addressing my mother as Gloria at the age of 9 I couldn't imagine it. But it goes further than that. Customer service, somewhere in some focus group, some idiot said, oh, yeah, I like it when customer service calls me by my first name. No, I don't like it when customer service calls me by my first name. And they immediately say, good morning, Walter. I'm like, we weren't introduced. You don't get to call me Walter until you actually do something for me. That makes me very happy. And by the way, I've noticed that the really great customer service companies like Claiborne Motors in Kent, Ohio, they always call me Mr. Sabo or Mr. Sterling, depending on which driver's license they're looking at. They call me Mr. Sterling. And I appreciate that. Now, they in 2 seconds could call me Walter. That would be great. That would be fine. I wouldn't mind it because they're doing service. But they don't. They call me Mr. They address me as Mr. And it's interesting that the companies, the services, the stores that really do a good job, that really do customer service, they call me Mr. Sterling. I'm just thinking back through this. I've gone to the same hardware store most of my life, and the gentleman who owned that hardware store call me Mr. Sterling. They don't call me Walter. Meanwhile, I answer the phone, and it's my health insurance company, United Healthcare, and they call me Walter. Or I'll talk to my doctor's office, and the nurse or the nurse practitioner or the assistant nurse or the assistant doctor, the doctor's assistant who couldn't graduate from medical school, the doctor's assistant calls me Walter. No, I don't want to be called by my first name. You can call me by my first name when you call 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. What are you sick of? That you've had enough. This is where you get to vent and speak to the nation. Because the minute you go on this show, what are you? What are you? You're the media. Then you're the media. You control the media when you're on the air with me. What a thrill that is. How exciting. You didn't do anything yesterday. You didn't leave the apartment yesterday. You didn't leave it again today. You had everything delivered. You didn't need that delivered. You've been alone for 2 days. That has given you time to really work through your resentments like others work in clay. Your resentments are front and center. Things that truly annoy you. On my list, when I'm in a retail store, especially at Walmart, and the person in front of me says these horrible words, the worst hurt words I can hear in Walmart, the worst words I can hear in Walmart are, can I write a check? Oh, my God. In Walmart, when the person in front of me says, can I write a check? What does that mean? There's no known cashier at Walmart that can accept my check. They have to call someone over. Hold on, I'll get someone over here. They turn off or on the light. Depending on the store, they turn on a light that blinks. And then somebody comes off their break. They wipe the donut off their mouth. They come over. What do you mean? He wants to write a check? Oh, let me get a key. Then they have to go get a registered key that they should have been carrying with them. And then they check three IDs for a $23 purchase of grapes and frozen waffles and the cheapest form of cheese known to man that may or may not be cheese. And that's the hell in Walmart. Do not want to write a check in front of me in Walmart. But these are the major things that annoy me on any given day. And guess what? I don't want to pump my own gas. Too many gas stations in North America, and you've experienced it this weekend, they don't even give you the option of full. There's no option of full. You're going to pump your own gas. I hate that. I don't want to pump my own gas. I'm happy to pay 2 or 3 cents more for service a gallon. That makes me happy. You want to do the gas, pump the gas. That's why New Jersey remains a great state and the only one. Oregon stopped it. For years, Oregon and New Jersey were the only sane states when it comes to gas pumping. But that has stopped now. Now it's only New Jersey. But I was in New Jersey the other night when I got off the air at WPHT in Philadelphia. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling Every Night on six nights a week. So we just say every night, since you don't really remember stuff that happens on Saturday night. You're forgiven from that. Karen with the cats, Billy Datz in Pittman, New Jersey. Neil Paul and Judy Paul. Sean Sound Shaper. Congratulations to all of you for finding Sterling Every Night. I was in a gas station at about 12:15 on Route 31 in New Jersey. And a shocking thing happened. I pull in, I wait for the guy to come out because it's New Jersey where they pump their gas because it's civilized, it remains civilized, along with the fact they have bagels and pizza. And he's not coming out. It's a well-lit, nice gas station. He's not coming out. He's not coming out. Another car pulls in, nice young woman. He doesn't come out for her. Finally, I go in, and he's alone. And then it gets better. It was I pulled in because it was an almost good price. It was $3.10 a gallon in Jersey. And I go to give him cash, which is a miracle. I mean, as a broadcaster, we never have cash. And he says, and I see it's $3.20. He says, it's $3.20 for cash. I said, what are you, out of your mind? And at night, it's $3.20. It's more at night and with cash. I'm like, you're making that up. Get out of here. You're making it up. The price had gone from $3.10 to $3.20. By the time I stepped into the gas station itself, he was not going to pump my gas. I had to pump the gas myself. It was $3.20 rather than the sign that said $3.10. Broke a law in New Jersey where he's obligated to pump the gas. I'm pumping the gas. I'm giving him cash. And it's 10 cents more a gallon because it's 12:30 at night. What the hell? That's got to be illegal. That can't be what the law is. That's got to be against the law. Who do I turn him over to? To whom do I complain in the great state of New Jersey about a gas station that has violated the don't pump your own law and then raises the price after midnight randomly? What is that? 888-688-WALT. These are the things that are annoying me right now. 888-688-9258. And then the final point of annoyance. Let's get them down here. I do not want to pump my own gas. Do not let your children call me Walter. My name is Mr. Sterling. And by the way, those are my pronouns. My pronouns are father and sir. Those are my pronouns. I'm not a baby daddy. I'm a father. I show up. I know where my kids are. I might know what they're doing. They know where I am, which I believe is equally important. And they know that they're not going to empty the dishwasher or scoop the litter. We have our relationship down. But don't call me Walter. It's Mister. And I'm a father. The final thing that really is annoying me, I waste most of my day on remembering passwords. You already used this one. You can't use it again. You can't use this password again. What's annoying you? 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Mark Simone.
I'm sure they love their country, but they don't like their country. They don't like Friday Night Football. They don't like hot dogs. They don't like the 4th of July. It's the worst day of the year for them.
I'm Walter M. Sterling, and you and I are driving on the 55 and the 65 and going across the country on the 80. This is the driving weekend, Memorial Day weekend. A live radio show, it doesn't exist. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Things that annoy me. I have it down to three that annoy me at the top of the list. I don't want 12-year-olds that I meet calling me by Walter. When I introduced my friends to my parents, my friends called them Mr. and Mrs. I don't get this addressing me by my first name. It's not okay. If you're customer service at the bank or the health health insurance company, don't call me by my first name. It's Mister. Number two, I'm really sick of having to remember my password. Could we work out a better way to do this? And is it Persil or Tide in the laundry room? This show broadcasts from a laundry room, and therefore I think there should be naming rights sold. Edward in New York City, welcome to Sterling every damn night. Hello, Edward.
Hello?
Yes, Edward, hello.
Yes, Mr. Sterling. It's Edward Jones in Manhattan.
You're on the air, Edward.
And my pet peeve, my pet peeve is they call me Mr., not Jones, but Mr. Edward. And it seems to be getting worse. It's all the customer service people. And I think it's because they come from foreign countries where that is the custom. And I had one on the phone the other day, and I said, no, excuse me, dear. This is America. My name is Mr. Jones. Our family name, the Mr. goes before the family name. She said, oh, yes, Mr. Edward, I understand. So it never ends. And that's my pet peeve. I don't think I'll ever be able to correct it anymore.
Do you find yourself asking the customer service people on the phone, where are they? What country are you in? Do you find yourself after a few sentences saying, wait, what country are you in?
Oh, I do that all the time, especially with the Uber and Lyft drivers. They're from every country imaginable. Nepal, and Azerbaijan, and, all over South America. And I do that. That's how I happen to know that they're in the Philippines. Chase, Manhattan Bank, others, and but they just persist in that. So I've kind of given up. It's also my second pet peeve. I was talking to the owner of the local Greek diner here, and I said, this isn't a Greek diner anymore. It's a Spanish diner. I said the kitchen is all Hispanic, and the staff, the cashiers. I said, there's just two or three of you old Greek guys that stand around and watch the register. And he said, no. He said, you got it wrong. It's a Mexican restaurant. I said, oh, okay. I said, you're going to sell out to the Mexicans. So my friends say to me, they say, oh, you are a racist here in New York. I said, I'm not a racist. I worked in five Hispanic countries, one of which I had to carry a pistol to work every day, and my colleague had one also, and a machete in the inner console, the center console of the car. So I'm far from a racist. I speak Spanish. I'm fluent in Spanish. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on about that. But those are the French restaurants, the Greek diners, the Italian restaurants are all Hispanic now in New York, it seems to me.
Edward, thank you very much for calling. At 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. I want to know what's annoying you. What's annoying me, I don't want kids to call me Walter. If my children introduce me to their friends, it's Mr. Sterling. Do not call me Walter. Customer service, don't call me Walter. It's Mr. And my pronouns are father and sir. That would be a good coffee mug, wouldn't it? If I offered a coffee mug that said father and sir with the parenthesis and the slash, the way pronouns are put on computers next to names and stuff, that would be a good coffee mug. I bet I could persuade you to buy that coffee mug. Let's think about that. And my passwords, the endless nightmare of me trying to remember passwords is just insufferable. Coming up in just seconds, we're going to find out what's hot at JB Bakery. JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey, is the official bakery of Sterling Every Night. They do not pay for this time. This is earned media. When you bake stuff that looks like the stuff they bake, oh my gosh, tastes like it. Right now, strawberries. They're making things with strawberries because it's that time of year. And I'm very excited to announce that That section of I-95 through Philadelphia has been fully repaired and working this weekend, and thank God. All right, this is Sterling Every Night.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
It's a constitutional crisis. Should your 18-year-old be allowed to dance? Strippers on the loose, later, Sterling at Night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain what happens when a one-night stand turns into a date handcuffed to a headboard. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Puppies for sale. Yeah, and it comes with some weirdness. The People of Walmart, later, Sterling at Night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-68.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by TikTok.
Today, we're going to show you what Pakistanian berries are.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. The three things annoying me most are, don't call me Walter. If you're a 12-year-old kid, I'm being introduced to be, I'm Mr. Sterling. I don't get this whole, every kid calls grown-ups by their first name. Still don't know the first names of my teachers. Absolutely not. I'm very annoyed by having to pump my own gas always. I'd like the option to have full. It used to be for a long time, for years, it could be full. Or self, full, or full of yourself, self, or full of you. But now it's all self. I'm not put on earth to run my own cashier. I'm not Mr. Self-Checkout. And I'm not pumped my own gas. And finally, I'm sick and tired of having to remember every one of those damn passwords. There's Steve the Baker and Selena Ballerina, the stars of JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey. And they post on Facebook. And when I saw the photos of their baked goods on Facebook, I'm like, okay, I want to try these. I tried them. This is spectacular baked goods. But more impressively, Steve and Selena are hot. When you think of bakers, you don't think of hot. You think of the Pillsbury Doughboy. And because they're hot, they're always coming up with new and innovative items for their JB Bakery. So, Selena, what's the hot item this weekend? Do you see a trend in what's selling this weekend?
Well, tonight in particular, Walter, it seems like on our mobile ordering that oatmeal cookies and lemon cream cake slices are going. But I would say the most popular item at this time of the year would have to be the strawberry and cream donuts.
What do you think's driving that? Why would you say that that's so popular right now?
Well, I mean, we're located here in Jersey, South Jersey. Everybody loves the New Jersey berries, especially strawberries. We just got ours in a fresh batch, so we're ready to make more. We did have a bit of a dilemma, though, this weekend with our whipped cream. The suppliers did not send it in, and so that's a really big problem for us because this time of the year, we have so many things made with whipped cream, so Stephen had to go to the grocery store down the road to get it so we could make everything.
He had to go pay retail at ShopRite for heavy whipping cream. Is that what you got, heavy whipping cream, or did you get ready-made cream?
Yes, yeah, so we got a little bit of both just so we would have basically as much as we could possibly get because, I mean, they just don't stock the amount that we would go through anyway, so it's really whatever we could get our hands on.
And you know, there's nothing more overpriced in retail than heavy whipping cream. It's crazy. They think it's plutonium. But you were able to get enough, Steve?
Hey, Walter. Yeah, thank you for the wonderful introduction. And it was, you know, there's more of a cost of not having the product. So if I did not have strawberry and whipped cream donuts all weekend, that would be more detrimental than having to pay the extra cost at the supermarket. And of course, yeah, plus I had to fight the line. So, but everything worked out great. We made hundreds of strawberry and whipped cream donuts, and the customers were happy for the Memorial Day weekend, which was great.
Their strawberry whipped cream donuts have huge, real strawberries, not ground-up stuff, not jelly from a big container. Genuine South Jersey strawberries. Ballpark, Steve, Selena, how many did you sell?
Definitely sold around 300 this weekend. But we've been making them since last week when we got our hands on the Jersey strawberries. So when you're ready for one, I'll make a studio run for you and bring you one if you like.
Steve, what time does your shop open tomorrow? Is it open tomorrow?
Yes, Memorial Day. I stay open like every holiday because that's when people want stuff. That's when they're off. That's when they're having fun and they want to try things and want to check out the shop. 7 a.m. tomorrow morning till 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So we'll be making up, Selena and I will be making up some fresh strawberry and whipped cream donuts. And the lemon bars, the recipe that I gave you last week, that was a big seller all weekend long too, the lemon bar that I gave last week on the radio show.
The best thing about the lemon bar recipe, which I'm happy to send to you, all you have to do is send me an email, waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com. I'll send you Steve and Selena's lemon bar recipe. You gave us a great tip, which is why it's important to use organic eggs. Tell them again why it's important to use organic eggs.
Well, lemon bars have a beautiful, beautiful color, that, you know, yellow, and using rich organic farm-raised eggs, which are great from a local farmer, give it a nice, rich, yellowy color. So that's what I always recommend. Use fresh ingredients.
Selena, what's your address for the JB Bakery in Burlington, New Jersey?
So JB Bakery is located on High Street, which is the main road through Burlington, New Jersey. The address is 712 South High Street, Burlington.
I have so much respect for anybody who's in their own business, who works for themselves. Always welcome at Sterling every night. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Selena. I hope you get a tan on Wednesday. I hope you get out on Wednesday to get a tan. Thank you. All right, Dan at 888-688-WALT. Dan at 888-688-WALT. Welcome to Sterling every night. Hi, Dan.
Good evening, Mr. Sterling. You're welcome for my call. Would you like to hear my annoyance?
Yes, I'd also like to hear something else from you, Dan. I'd like to hear something else from you, which is you organically understand this show and your role and your obligation to this show, which is to call in. Therefore, I'd like you to make a pledge to me to call every night. Would you do that?
Every night? So I just learned you're every night. Now, when did that start?
That started 2 weeks ago. I did it a soft launch because in case it was a disaster or for some reason I had a panic attack, I'm like, I don't really. But yes, 2 weeks ago it started. It's on every night on the Odyssey app at 1210 WPHT. At WPHT, you can get it on the Odyssey app. And very soon, the station you're listening to us on will carry it every night. Every station should carry it every night. Dan, what do you have to share with us tonight?
I live in the United States of America, and the language here is English, and I'm just tired of sorting through other languages, primarily Spanish, when I'm picking up any product. Also in line with that, I really despise the term language barrier. I can't stand that term.
The tragedy is there's a difference between prejudice and not understanding a language. If I don't understand your language, that doesn't mean I hate your race or your country. It means that I can't understand you, and I want to understand you. I totally agree. Also, I have had to pay for bills. All of you who are very obsessed with being green, well, the amount of paper that is quadrupled over the years to accommodate other languages on my statements from the government, on my telephone bill. All telephone bills are in two languages now. Well, that means double the paper. Therefore, I totally agree with you, Dan. It is not friendly to the environment to not speak the language. But I think it's also pretty entertaining the fact that in every other country, if you want to become a citizen in any other country that I can find, let's say you want to be a Canadian. You have to demonstrate after residence for 3 years that you speak fluent English or fluent French. You must be fluent in the language. In every I'm just looking at something here. In every country, for example, in the Arab world, including Somalia, if you want to be a citizen of Somalia, you have to demonstrate the ability to speak the native language perfectly, or else you can't be a citizen. We are the only country that doesn't have, in their naturalization laws, we don't have a language requirement.
Right, and it's just called being part of the community, when you can engage with people around you and you share your language, and you can be part of the picture. Well, of course, being a lawful citizen is a whole other subject nowadays, but that is my gripe.
I appreciate that. By the way, what's interesting, one of the great things I learned in working with a lot of Spanish language radio companies like Radio Unica, working for Jose Cancela, is that I found that the people in the Hispanic media community, the Latino media community, who speak fluent English and fluent Spanish without an accent in either, are the most powerful people in America because they can dip into both economies. Sterling every night.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goblin.
Good evening. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is live on Memorial Day weekend. Unbelievable. Yes, a live radio show. Dr. Dave, weather. Well, the big news in the Northeast is the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation announced yesterday the completion of permanent repairs to the elevated section of I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia. That collapsed last June after a tanker truck caught fire. It was already a year. Weather permitting, all restored interstate lanes plus one lane of a nearby construction were expected to open early this morning. PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll and a city official attended a project completion ceremony yesterday. They recognized the workers who rebuilt the segment, a crucial part of the East Coast surface transportation network. You understand, I-95, if you're in California, I-95 connects Miami to Maine. It is the major thoroughfare in the Northeast on the coastline, and it goes through Washington, New York City, Philadelphia, all through Connecticut and up to Boston and Maine. It's the major thoroughfare. But where it broke down was the worst possible spot. It broke down where it's used heavily for local commutes in Philadelphia. It's not only carrying all of the Northeast traffic, but it's carrying all the traffic to the shore. It's carrying all the traffic between Philadelphia and New York, and it's carrying local commutes. If you're coming in from a suburb of Philadelphia, you're often using I-95. Finally, that has been cleared up. They paid attention to what Governor DeSantis did with the bridge, with the causeway down in which island was it? Anyway, that island. I got Persil. I remembered it's Persil that I was trying to recall desperately before. The big challenge in the laundry room is, do you use Persil or Tide? And which form of Tide or Persil do you use? Do you use the one with the added bleach, the OxyClean bleach? Or do you have fragrance and aroma in yours? I broadcast from a laundry room. I'm not ashamed. Many people work from their laundry room, but they don't admit it. They pretend that they're not. They put up those wacky faux backdrops on Zoom, so it appears as though they're actually in an office, but they're not in an office. They're in their laundry room, whereas it's much easier to just admit I'm in the laundry room than to try to make the green screen work on Zoom or to pay for Zoom. Things that annoy me. I'm very annoyed when an 11 or 12 or 13-year-old who's a friend of one of my kids introduces themselves to me and calls me Walter. No, I'm not Walter to you. I am Mr. Sterling on customer service with United Healthcare or the government. No, I'm not Walter. I'm Mr. Sterling. And my pronouns, just to clear it up, are sir and father. I'm not a baby daddy. Sir or father, those are my pronouns. On Zoom calls, I have started to put sir and father, excuse me, in parentheses, just to annoy people, to see if anybody calls me on it and say, why are you doing that? Why do you do that? I think that might be a very interesting mug. Would you like a mug that says on one side Sterling every night and on the other side has a parenthesis that says sir slash father or ma'am slash mother? No, you wouldn't like that. Give me the female pronoun that you would like next to mother or mom. Let me know what that would be. 888-688-WALT. Every email I get gets answered. It's waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com. The other things that annoy me are abuse of privilege. Abuse of privilege. I would like to take my children to meet Caitlin Clark and sit in the front row of an Aces women's basketball game. I would like to be able to do that. I see here the very always annoying Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Well, they make a rare appearance at a WNBA game to support Caitlin Clark. How dare they? Why can't I take my kids to that WNBA game? Sterling, every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday, coming up.
It's a constitutional crisis. Should your 18-year-old be allowed to dance? Strippers on the loose, later. Sterling at night.
Hi, I'm retired New York City Police Detective Vic Ferrari. And on this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I explain what happens when a one-night stand turns into a date handcuffed to a headboard. Coming up in moments on Sterling on Sunday.
Puppies for sale. Yeah, and it comes with some weirdness. The people of Walmart later. Sterling at night.
Tonight, and you on the toll-free line, 888-688-WAL.
Memorial. Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by NASA.
Remember when NASA sent a woman to space for only 6 days and they gave her 100 tampons?
It's the people of Walmart on Sterling at night.
Inside the Walmart, known for amazing deals. In fact, it is the largest company in the world. They sell more things for more money than any other company in the entire world. Well, frequently in the parking lot of Walmart, as we've chronicled right here on the People of Walmart, there are frequently drug dealers are arrested. People are selling used guns. People are selling souls. They're selling everything in the parking lot of the Walmart. And now, coming from Wolcott, Connecticut, a feller was selling some puppies. Jose Salivan. He was selling puppies because he went and abandoned the mother dog of the puppies in just the middle of the road in an intersection. Her name was Maya. People come to you in the Walmart parking lot and they offer to sell you puppies. The best thing to say is no. Jose is in a lot of trouble. He's turned himself into the law. He had to give up a $25,000 bond to get out of the Hooscow. In New York City, you can commit real crimes and not have to put up any bond. Maya the dog is fine. Five of the seven puppies have been located. They are being rehomed in a wonderful place and hopefully live a very nice life. And Jose may do some time. People become intoxicated by the deals at Walmart. Watch your back in that parking lot. Watch it from those Girl Scouts selling you those cookies. For the people of Walmart, this is Velo Hool, Sterling at night.
All right, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. I'm very annoyed by people of privilege who don't seem to deserve it. So here's Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. I'm not aware of any recent television celebrity things they've done, not starring in any roles. But here they are going to see Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. They have may won their first WNBA game of the season on Friday night, but it was Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher's daughter who stole the show. The famous couple made a rare family appearance at the Fever's game against the Los Angeles Sparks at, I'm not going to say the name of the arena. Why would I do that? The kid was crying tears of happiness after getting to meet the WNBA rookie, Caitlin Clark. Kunis could be seen smiling and giggling with her daughter as she wiped her face. In fact, the entire family, which includes 8-year-old Dimitri, looked to be on cloud nine as they posed with Clark. But more importantly, they were sitting on the floor. They had those front row seats on the floor. Well, that means some PR person got in touch with a PR person at the WNBA and arranged for that. Why can't I have that? And then even more annoying is this story about Jennifer Lopez and her perception of her need for privilege, which I don't need Jennifer Lopez. You ready? Jennifer Lopez is staying tight-lipped about her relationship with Ben Affleck. The songstress shut down a reporter who asked her to address the divorce rumors during a panel in Mexico City for her forthcoming film, Atlas. "You know better than that," she responded with a brief smile. Lopez has been on a press tour for her upcoming Netflix movie amid chatter that she and Affleck are headed for Splitsville. On Tuesday, she attended the film's second premiere in Mexico. She was alone while her husband was photographed leaving hotspot Giorgio Baldi in Santa Monica later that night. Now, they both have children. Why aren't they with their children? Why is he leaving a hot spot? He's a 50-year-old man. Why is he leaving a hot spot on a Saturday night in Santa Monica? Nothing good ever happens after a hot spot, going to a hot spot. Hot spots are for 20-year-old co-eds, Ben. Never do we see a picture of Ben happy with Jennifer, do we? Never seen a photo of him happy with Jennifer. It's always, did they just have a fight? Why are they unhappy? Are they splitting up? And then she is so arrogant. She's on a public tour, married to a famous man. If she was married to a computer scientist who was not famous, was not a public figure, she may have an argument that my marriage is a private thing. But it's not a private thing because she's married to one of the most famous men in America. And she is one of the most notorious women in America, although I'm not quite sure what she's done. I'm not aware of, I can't name one of her songs. I can't name one of her movies. I do remember that when she gave a free Jenny from the Block concert in Brooklyn a few years ago, she didn't manage to have an overwhelming crowd at the free concert. Jenny on the Block, giving a Jenny on the Block free concert to be in touch with her roots. Let me tell you, the only roots she needs to be in touch with are the ones on her head. She is annoying because now she's a public figure married to a public man. And when she's asked a question at a public event, they weren't charging her hotel room. She was at a public event, a press event, where she is there to answer questions. A reporter says, "What's the deal with your marriage?" "Oh, you know not to ask that. You know that's not. What are you talking about? You better come to an event that's public, that's a press event, with answers to the number one question. No one cares about your movie, Jennifer. Nobody cares about your acting method, why you've never been nominated for an Oscar. Nobody cares about that. They seem, for some reason, to care about your very public marriage and why it may or may not be going well. Why don't you just clear that up?" It'd be easy for her to say, "Hey, I love Ben. We're getting along fine." Boom. End of story. Move on to the next question. Instead, she makes it bigger. She makes it bigger by saying, "Oh, you shouldn't talk about that. You shouldn't talk about that. She makes it bigger. It's her privilege, like Ashton Kutcher sitting on the floor of a WNBA game, a game he wouldn't have had no interest in a year ago if it wasn't for Caitlin Clark. No interest. Oh, you can't ask about that. Every time a celebrity couple breaks up, what do? They issue a press release. A press release from a PR firm. You know what PR firms cost? They start, the average ones start at $10,000 a month, $120,000 a year for Goober to issue a press release that ends with, please respect our privacy during this very privacy time. That's what they all say. All the press releases say the same thing. Oh, please respect our privacy. I didn't know you were getting a divorce or you were in trouble until you issued a press release. I wouldn't know. How would I know? Please, during this very private time. Bruce Springsteen has canceled the rest of his tour, which is primarily in Europe, because of, quote, a major medical issue. And he's canceled his tour for at least the next 10 weeks. That's a big deal. What's bizarre is this mirrors an event that happened on Curb Your Enthusiasm. In the last season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, he caught COVID from Larry David and could not perform in San Francisco at a big event. He couldn't perform his concert. So it mirrors a Larry David. And there was another medical issue where somebody had a medical issue also mirrored on Curb Your Enthusiasm like last week. But no, I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. Bruce Springsteen has a major medical issue and the rest of his tour in Europe has been canceled. And I am sorry, Bruce. I love the fact that Paul McCartney gave him an award and said that McCartney was busting his chops and saying, well, Bruce, I can think of a lot of performers. This is the first time we've given this award to a non-Brit. They gave him a major award by Paul McCartney to Bruce Springsteen this week. And McCartney gets up and says, well, Bruce, I can think of some other songwriters who are worthy of this, like, for example, Bob Dylan, Neil Diamond, even Taylor Swift is more worthy of it than you. But Bruce sold 120 million albums, 120 million albums. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, he's not well. And he has canceled the rest of his tour. I'm looking for the details for this for you because I know you want to gossip about this. But this is the weekend of the year when we have to face a couple things. One thing is, when I was single, I didn't get to do anything on this weekend. I sat in my apartment alone for most of the weekend. I'd order in pizza. I'd watch TV. I'd binge watch television. And that was that. And these are the holidays that I have to be invited in. I don't get to go to your swim club, your tennis club. I don't play golf with you. I don't get to go to your backyard barbecue unless you invite me. Whereas Thanksgiving, New Year's, and Christmas, all I have to do is walk outside and I can participate. But for this event, for these three holidays, Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day, I have to be invited. I can't just participate in them. And as we've often discussed, there's nothing creepier than a single man going to the beach or a public swimming pool. A single attractive woman can go alone because she will not leave alone. At some point, somebody will go, yeah, you talk to her. You go talk to her. And she'll leave with whoever she wants. But a guy? No, not so much. I binged watched Hacks, the Gene Smart comedy series on Max. I binge-watched that. It's 8 episodes. I felt cheated. Only 8 episodes? What are you talking about? That's a big thing, and it took a year and a half to get it out? 8 episodes of Hacks. So I feel cheated. How about 12, 10, a normal amount? Don't get it. They've already set up the next season. They must have a commitment for the next season. It was so well set up, I thought there was going to be another episode. I thought there was going to be episode 9. No, just 8. The best thing about this 8 episodes of Hacks, young man, is they have gratuitous lesbianism. Gratuitous lesbianism on this series of Hacks.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Harvey Holiday.
Late on a Sunday night, it's Holiday with love music, and it's so sad to see good love go bad.
On this week's episode of Confessions of a Retired NYPD Detective, I'd like to tell the story of what happens when one NYPD supervisor's personal life conflicts with her work life. So you would think that an NYPD sergeant would have more on the ball than their subordinates. Well, it's not always true. First, you're a cop. You got to take a civil service exam like everybody else. Once you pass the test, they do what's called a round robin to make sure your background is clean. You don't have any pending investigations, because if you do, they're not going to promote you to sergeant. Then they check to see if you have all your accreditation to make sure you have enough college credits to become promoted sergeant. Then they put you through what's called BMOC, or a sergeant school. It's almost like an indoctrination where the department basically tells new sergeants, you're with us now. You're no longer one of the guys or gals. You're going to have to, you know, crack the whip and enforce the rules and regulations of the New York City Police Department. Afterwards, they get put on probation and they get sent to a precinct, and they become patrol sergeants and desk officers. And then from there, after a couple of years, and like anything else, depending on who you know, they get to go to specialized units. Well, one Harlem precinct had a female sergeant who was a detective commander, and let's just say she liked a party. She liked the nightlife. She liked the disco. And what wound up happening was she was known for going out after work with the guys and gals and tying one on, but no one really knew what she did when she left the bar. Well, what happens is, well, she's in this command probably about a year, and, you know, sometimes she shows up late to work, sometimes she's got a little bit of a hangover, but what winds up happening is one day, her detectives get a strange call. She doesn't come into work, she's running late, and she calls the office and she tells the two detectives that answer the phone, listen, I need you to get up to my house up in Westchester County. I got a bit of a problem. So they says, well, what is it? She goes, I can't talk about it on the phone. And they go, was everything all right? She goes, just get up here. And she hangs up the phone. The two detectives have no idea what they're getting themselves involved in. So they take an apartment car. They drive over the border into Westchester County. They go to her apartment and she answers the door. And they go, what's wrong? And she said, did you bring a handcuff key? And they said, yeah, we have our handcuff key. Why? What's up? And she goes, follow me. They go into the bedroom. And what happened was, some guy she picked up from the night before, they had some fun, and she handcuffed him to the bedpost, and the guy was stuck there, and she didn't want to leave him in the apartment unattended. So the detectives didn't know what to do, and maybe this guy was held against his will, and they said, you know, is everything all right? And he goes, guys, just uncuff me. I got to go to work. Soon as those handcuffs came off, that guy was out of that apartment, never to be seen again. So you would think that supervisors' personal lives should be more in order than the average cop. Not so. So be sure to check out my new book, NYPD, Laughing in the Line of Duty.
The great Vic Ferrari. You got to check out his store, his Amazon bookstore, Vic Ferrari, F-E-R. He writes hysterical books. They're great beach books. They're perfect for being on the airplane books. So they're kind you can pick up, put down, they make you happy. They're fascinating. Vic Ferrari, an important contributor to Sterling Every Night, because we have so little that's important on this show. I appreciate the contributions of a retired New York City police detective.
Hey, I'm a funny man. Hey, I'm a funny man.
Him? He's not a funny man. And he's my dad.
888-688-WALT. What's bothering you? What's annoying me? What's annoying me is the following. I want to be called Walter by people who are 12, 13, 14 years old. If they're shorter than me, I want you to call me Walter. Never would any kid have come into my house with me and called my mother by her first name. She would have never been called Gloria. It would have always been Mrs. Sterling, Mrs. Sterling. This is a very new and disturbing trend, but it's even worse with customer service. When I'm calling an airline, the phone company, when I'm yelling at Verizon, when I'm yelling at Chase, when I'm yelling at PNC, I want to be yelled back with Mr. Sterling. Do not go calling me Walter. And it's interesting. Companies that are really good at customer service, retailers I deal with, stores I deal with on a regular basis that are good at customer service, they call me Mr. Sterling. They don't call me by my first name. I don't think it would ever occur to them to call me by my first name. I don't like this trend. I don't like the trend that I have to spend about half my day trying to remember my passwords. And you're thinking, why don't you just write them down in a little book? Yes, that's a very good idea. But in every Tom Cruise movie, he's always having to do extraordinary things to steal the password book. It's very valuable. I can't risk having my password book stolen. And then the final thing is I don't like neighbors. I don't want neighbors. I was raised by a father who put up physical barriers to neighbors. And I'll tell you about some of the things my dad built to keep the barrier, to keep the neighbors away. And then I need your advice. How do you make a hamburger on an outdoor grill without pieces of the hamburger falling into the grill? This is something I have never mastered. It's a mystery to me. Therefore, I'm embarrassed when people come over for a barbecue. They want to come over. Yeah, just come over for a little while. We'll have something to drink. We'll have a cheeseburger. And I'm like, oh, no, don't say you want a burger. Because inevitably, when I go to make a burger, pieces of the burger fall into the barbecue. I don't know how to stop it. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT.
Sterling on Sunday. Inspired by Anna Kendrick.
So, and now there's a scene in the movie that I understand was pretty uncomfortable. You guys were in the shower together.
Uncomfortable. It was the best day of my life.
Anna Kendrick and Brittany Snow in the shower together was the best day of my life. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a live radio show on Sunday night. That doesn't happen. It's very rare. And I'm not a real man because I spent my life on the radio. People on the radio do not have manly skills. Trust me. When neighbors threaten to come over and have a barbecue and they want me to cook, all these holidays and all these events mean more work for Dad. That's what they all mean, including now Dad gets to cook. It's Father's Day. Explain to me, why is it on Mother's Day, Dad takes care of the kids, and on Father's Day, Dad gets to take care of the kids? Explain this to me. John in Illinois, welcome to Sterling Every Night.
Oh, great. I get to follow Brittany and Anna in the shower. That's good timing for me.
John, did you see that scene in... did you see that scene?
No, Anna, I'm going to have to go
Snow
find
in the shower.
It, though.
Did you see that?
I'm absolutely going to have to go find it.
It's one of the greatest scenes of our time. Now, John, are you calling to help me with my problem?
I'm going to add to it because I think I'm going to share with you something else that can, from this day forward, aggravate you as much as it does me. My problem is in traffic. Traffic is a team sport, and there are people who don't play their position, and they drive me absolutely crazy. And I'll give you an example, two of them really quick. One is you come up to a stop sign, and there's somebody at the stop sign across from you. They're turning right, and you're turning left, which means you're both going to the same lane. They have the right-of-way. You need them to go and get out of your way so you can go because you need to fit in with cross traffic. And somebody across the way is sitting there trying to be super nice, and they go, no, no, you go, you go. So they want me to violate the rules of the road, which is fine if it works out. But the thing is, if anything goes wrong, I'm the guy who violated the rules of the road. But the worst situation is when you're on a busy street, four-lane street, with or without a turn lane in the middle, doesn't matter. But a four-lane street, it's pretty busy. And you're on an outside lane, everybody's cruising along, and the lady in front of you, by the way, it's almost always a lady, decides to slow down and come to a stop to let somebody exit a parking lot from a drugstore, a grocery store, or something like that. Which means now you've got to slow down, the person behind you has got to slow down, and cars 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 behind you have no idea why the lane is now coming to a halt, and now they're trying to shove themselves into the inner lane so they can continue to make normal progress, which becomes a bit of a dangerous situation back there. The lady who has caused this problem has no idea what's going on behind her, because what she's trying to do is get a good Girl Scout brownie point and a nice wave from the person in front of her that she came to a stop, backed up an entire lane, caused confusion in another lane just so she can get her cute little wave. And what I'm thinking is you need to just play your position. Move with your lane. The person trying to exit the parking lot, they'll get their turn when it's their turn. And if nothing else, they can go out a different entrance. So that's my aggravation, and I hope that it bothers you from now on.
You live in Illinois.
I do.
And what you've described are Midwest traffic patterns. In New Jersey, in New York, in Boston, these things would not happen, because if any of those things had happened, if anybody like wanted to let you go when they really by law were supposed to take it themselves, if that happened, there would be a homicide, most likely.
Rear-ended?
Easily.
They get rear-ended?
Easily. Yeah. And nobody would be held responsible.
That's a good
I'm
point.
Glad you like
probably a bit more of a small town or more rural type thing. I'm in a small city, not the big city. I don't live in Chicago.
The other weird thing is in the Midwest, there's the weirdest thing I see in parking lots that I'll never understand is people backing into parking spaces. What the hell is that
as
about?
Opposed to pull through.
As opposed to
the pull through.
Right, as opposed to the pull through, because by backing into a parking space, and I've asked them, I said, why do you park into a, why do you back in? And the answer is, it saves time when I pull out. I say, it saves no time. It's net zero. There's net zero time pulling into the backwards. Yeah. Hey, John, I really appreciate you calling. Thank you very much for listening to the
show. Can I share one
Thank
more
you
thing
for listening.
Real quick?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Just so you know, Ashton Kutcher is from Iowa. He probably has been to some Iowa games, and he may have even donated. So I don't think that was the first time they met. I get your point, but at least he's not Spike Lee.
Thank you very much for your call. Thanks for listening to Sterling every damn night. Yes, that's the news. This show is on Monday through Friday, and it has started on the giant affiliate. We don't start on little affiliates and grow. We start on the biggest affiliate possible, 50,000 watt WPHT in Philadelphia from 9 to midnight, Monday through Friday. Greg, the program director, is sitting there going, I had veto power. Why didn't I use the veto power? But here we are, 9 to midnight. That means the station you're listening to Sterling on Sunday on, KFBK, KMBZ, KXNT, KMOX can all take this show. They can all say, you know, we want to hear it five nights a week. And then Sunday, six nights a week, Sterling every night. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable what we get to do. Unbelievable. I need your help. And the help I need is this. I'm not a real man. I don't really know how to barbecue. Whenever I make hamburgers, two things happen. I undercook them, always. And much of the meat falls into the grill. I have never mastered the technique of how do you keep the meat from falling into the grill. And this is important because there are very few genetic rituals. And one of the few genetic rituals, one of the things that I am born knowing how to do is how to make a fire and cook meat. Otherwise, humans would not have survived. We would not have survived if we didn't genetically know how to make a fire and cook meat. But I'm from poor Middle European stock, and we weren't very good at setting. We were very good at setting fires, but not very good at starting fires and maintaining fires and then cooking meat, giant meat on it. I'd like to know your trick for not letting the meat fall into the grill for a hamburger. How do you keep it from falling into the grill? I think I'm doing good. And then when I go and put the spatula under it, when I think it's cooked, boom, splits in half, falls into the charcoal. And the women in our backyard who are observing this, who have exploited our hospitality and our kindness by actually coming over, I can always see them sort of looking away and thinking less of me or engaging in a deeper conversation with my wife or saying, you know, you have great kids, but never saying you have great cheeseburgers. And yet they come over to eat my meat. How do you keep the meat from falling into the grill? Here's my phone number. We're live nationwide. You can share your secrets with the entire country. 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. And it's time to go to the WalterSterlingShow.com website. And you want to click on Midnight Misfit Decoder Card. Click on Midnight Misfit. And you'll be able to download your decoder card because at 12:17, I will be sharing with you a secret message that you can only decode with your decoder card. Not only does the decoder card have a decoder system, a cipher, it also tells you exactly what you have to do to be a misfit. And your obligations for being a misfit. It spells it all out. It's a beautiful card. You print it out. You don't have to mail in anything. Nothing's going to get mailed to you, but it's free. And this is the information you'll need to participate in the show every night, because now it's Sterling every damn night. Greg Stocker's going, what was I thinking? My phone number, please share tips for how to keep my meat from falling into the grill, is 888-688-9258. You get to share this information with America. Coming up, you and I are going to talk to Dave Scott, Far Out Spaced Radio. This is Sterling every damn night.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Goldblum.
Now, do I talk now? Because sometimes it didn't work out. Hi, I'm Walter M. Sterling, live on Memorial Day weekend. Coming up in just seconds, a report on space, far out, and the firmament. The hot new topic, the firmament, in just seconds. Now, Dr. Dave Weather.
Sterling every night, lost in space, mission control.
Listen to that, Dave Scott. You have a full orchestra jingle. It used to just be the a cappella jingles. That's all most stations could afford. But this is a full orchestra jingle for you, Dave Scott. Good evening, sir.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate you having me on once again.
Now, there's a lot of talk in the far out world about the firmament and about Antarctica and about strange treaties that prevented people from going to Antarctica, and that the original explorer went in 100 miles and found a 10-mile high ice wall, and that when we look into the night sky, it looks as though we see the stars, even the stars from the Hubble telescope, they all look like we're looking at them through water. What's this about, Dave?
Well, this is about flat Earth. One of the conspiracy theories that they said has been going on for centuries, that science has been lying to all of us for all these years, that we do not live on a globe just like every other planet, but that there is a firmament wall of ice that surrounds us, that keeps the water in and from falling off of the flat surface of the Earth. Now, they focus around Antarctica because that's the pole, the major pole, along with the North Pole, because that's what where the ice comes from, and it forms around in the big circle all around. Now, with the stars above, they believe there is, like, if you remember the movie The Truman Show, where there's like a bubble, they believe yes. there is a bubble over top that we're actually projecting the stars onto, which means we've never been to space, there are no aliens. The flat earthers tend to believe this.
It seems like an awful lot of work. It actually seems simpler to just be on a globe.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you. Like, for instance, if you want to get really weird, Walt, I mean, you have to look at it like we're looking at well, let's just say this. We are looking at an area that we've never found. The flat earthers don't even believe Australia exists, because they believe that if the Earth was round, Australians would have fallen off the planet by now.
And it doesn't answer who is maintaining this bubble, who's maintaining the water up there, what is the point of this? And I've been to Australia twice, so I'm damn sure that that isn't true.
Well, I have a lot of Australian listeners because we're on the next day and they live in the future and we do not. And they tell me that they are real, yeah. and I'm going to accept that. You know, who's running this, Walt? Well, they say there is a government and royal conspiracy around this, that the Illuminati for years has been tricking people into believing that we have a round Earth. So once again, the Illuminati, this elusive group that's out there apparently controlling the world, wanting to take the population down to about 500 million, is the one to blame for the flat Earth conspiracy, or pardon me, the globe conspiracy.
Dave Scott, do you have any updates, any other information about space UFOs that we need to be brought up to date on?
Well, we're going to be finding out this week on what's happening with Lou Elizondo's book. He's the guy who ran the UFO program at the Pentagon with a program called ATIP. He's allegedly going to be having his book come out in August called Imminent. Around August 20th, 21st, it's going to be released. There is a possibility that he is going to name names within the alphabet agencies and within the government on who is holding the UFO secrets from the United States public.
What's going to happen to him? Will he disappear as though he was working for Boeing?
No, I don't think it's going to be a Boeing conspiracy, which we do need to get in one day because that's getting really weird. However, Lou Elizondo has received death threats. He has received very many warnings about going more public with his book. We do know that his book had it was due out about a year ago, but it had to clear a bunch of security clearances before it was able to get out, Walt.
Got
he
it.
Has received
Got
threats.
It. Got it. Sterling every night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Frank Rizzo.
You're a real crumb bum.
We're really excited for people to see Queer Love.
Mwah.
We're really cute.
We're really cute. We're really cute and hot.
Yeah, and I feel like a new kind of like energy for the show.
It's definitely a very different dynamic to what season one Noah was like and most of season one relationships, I feel like. Definitely very different.
I knew Maya before this.
Yes.
So. It was really easy.
So it was really fun and really easy and the best. We love it.
The CBS Radio Workshop. Lesbians in Space. Alien Life with Benefits.
Jacksonville, Florida, pass some common sense legislation and ordinance that says that only women 21 and older can be an exotic dancer. Well, your 18, 19-year-old, and 20-year-old aspiring dancers are pretty cheesed about this, and they're fighting this in court. This could go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. An 18-year-old can join the Army or the Marines, go to war, and possibly lose their lives. An 18-year-old, after class, she may need to make some extra money. The best way to do that, well, a way to do that, is as a dancer. Being frank, dancing has a limited shelf life. There are not many 45-year-old exotic dancers. And if they are, they're at a place that offers a little something-something on the side. You know what I'm saying? One wonders how Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and the rest of the U.S. Supreme Court will weigh in on this. What will they say? Partially is that it's over the serving of alcohol. And frequently, at most of these clubs, it's, you know, there's adult beverages, especially in the champagne room. Hennessy, cognac, Courvoisier, champagne. And an 18-year-old is not allowed to drink in this country anymore. I'm not an expert in constitutional law. All I am is a man who wants to tell you the news. From the Champagne Room, this is Velo Hool with Strippers on the Loose, Sterling at Night.
Aviva Vegas. Kendall in Vegas. Are you in Vegas or are you on the California coast with your mother and your sister?
I am back in Vegas.
Is it 110 degrees, as Dr. Dave says?
You know, it was about 90-ish today. Mid-90s. Wasn't so bad. But it's coming.
Sterling Every Night this week revealed two fetishes. One, lactating women. There are men who are obsessed with lactating women and with foot fetishes. Are there other fetishes we need to be brought up to speed on, Kendall, or do you have other information for us tonight to raise the ratings?
Yes, yes, Walt. Well, there is one particular fetish that I have been learning more about recently. And this kind of ties in with your burger question earlier on how to keep your burgers together on the grill. And one method of that, by the way, is just make sure you can refrigerate your meat a little bit. If you are mixing your meat, if you are beating your meat too much, it's going to be too warm. It's going to be like room temperature when you put it on the grill. You want to make sure that you are making your patties. You don't want to keep squishing it. You don't squish your meat too much because it's going to get hot. Maybe put them in the fridge for a little bit, 10, 15 minutes. Don't freeze them. And then throw them on the grill and make sure that your grill is also preheated too. Make sure it's nice and hot. But tying in with those burgers, Walter, one fetish that I started learning about recently, it's a feeder fetish. And this is where the people will be aroused. They will get sexually aroused by feeding their partner. Have you heard about this one?
Kendall, the reason you're here is that you reveal all new information to us. Please go ahead. I have not heard of it.
Well, this one is, so let's say that you made a bunch of burgers at your Memorial Day barbecue. Now, if your partner is into this feeder fetish, she is going to want, three or four cheeseburgers, and these are going to be double patties, double cheeseburgers. She's going to want the tater tots, french fries, everything, potato salad, corn. And what somebody, what a feeder would do to the gainer, the person gaining the weight, is called the gainer. And the feeder the gainer is going to lay back on the couch or on a chair or in a hammock in the backyard or on the bed in the bedroom, and she will lay there as the feeder keeps feeding her lots of stuff. And this is multiple burgers. This is also a milkshake. This is, like I said earlier, like a potato salad, everything. She's going to have several courses. And what I'm researching here is that some people take it to this next level, Walter. Well, they have a feeding tube. They will take a funnel, and they will just funnel the food into the gainer's mouth. And, you know, the gainer, both parties here are getting a lot of sexual gratification. And some people also claim the gainers, when they're eating all this food, they can climax with this, Walter.
Why did you stop?
Well, I was wondering what you thought about that. I'm fascinated by this one. This is one that I don't know too much about.
Why don't you share why you're fascinated?
Well, I'm very fascinated how people can have orgasms by not having their genitals touched in any way. That's fascinating to me, where you can just mentally eat and drink a milkshake and...
Yeah, it's much neater. It's neater. It's a far more efficient system.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Well, that is fascinating. Now, let's see, what else? Oh, status report on the city of Las Vegas. The city of Las Vegas, this is coming to the time of the year where there are many conventions, many conferences in the spring, even scary weddings. Any news in Vegas we need to be brought up on, Kendall?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun today. I ran around town and I checked out Fremont Street and I checked out Container Park. It's a really cool area that's all shipping containers, and they turned them into a bunch of really neat businesses. And right now, everybody in Fremont area, Fremont Street, downtown Las Vegas, they are all in town for a big, big event called Punk Rock Bowling. And it's going on this weekend. It's also tomorrow night. Right now, Devo is playing at Punk Rock Bowling. So there's a lot of people in town for that one. And there's a lot of people in town right now. The Dead and Company are doing a residency at Sphere. So it's when you're walking around the streets of Vegas right now, you see a bunch of hippies and tie-dyes, and then you see a bunch of people with mohawks. It's kind of fun.
Thank you very much for being our spy in Vegas, our expert on all things fetish. Fantastic report, as always, Kendall. Aviva in Vegas. Thank you for being on Sterling every damn night, every night. Kendall, the reaction in the radio industry to me being on every night, what is that reaction? Lost connection. You know why we lost connection? Because I have a sound engineer, a shaper, who followed the cue to the letter, and I am grateful for that. And now this. It is time to give you a secret message, which you can only decode with a Midnight Misfit decoder card. Here is the message. Are you ready? The letter O, K, Z, 1. Next word, the number 1. The letter U, 8, N. The first three people who call in with this correct answer, I will give you a gift of a MyPillow 2.0. A MyPillow 2.0. First three people who get this correct. The letter O, the letter K, Z, and the number 1. That's the first word. The second word is the number 1. The letter U, the number 8, and an N. My email is waltermsterling@gmail.com, waltermsterling@gmail.com. First three emails, not phone calls, first three emails that I get that correctly deciphers that secret message, I'll send you a gift of a MyPillow 2.0. I can't believe, and this is not something that they have paid for, this is Earn Media. I can't believe that on the MyPillow website, things that used to be $60, $80, $110 are now $25. They're having like this massive clearance sale. Everything's $25. Those slippers, you want the slippers. The slippers are usually over $100. They're indoor-outdoor slippers. Whoever heard of that? Whoever heard of being able to walk outside with your slipper? But that's the case. At MyPillow.com, but only if you put in Walter as the promo code. Don't put in some other host's name. Put in my name. And when the heck are they going to put my picture on the homepage of the MyPillow.com? I can't believe the clowns they have on the homepage. Believe me, you want me on the homepage at MyPillow.com. Go look at that. Go see what you think. I want to know how to keep the meat from falling into the grill. I'd like to know how you keep the meat from falling into the grill when I do a barbecue. Because when I have people over, it's very embarrassing for me. My kids always say, well, let's get Daddy a barbecue. No, don't get Daddy a barbecue. Attention, Father's Day. Don't get Daddy a barbecue. Because you know what a barbecue is to Dad? Work. It's work. If you want to get him a barbecue and say, we will always do the barbecuing, Daddy, and the cleanup of the grill top, great. Get a grill. But unless you intend to do all the cooking, all you're doing is giving Dad more work, and Dad doesn't want more work for Father's Day. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by Ben from Lost.
When did you start sleeping with a bottle of scotch by the bed?
When the nightmares started.
It's 12:35 Eastern Time. 9:35 on the West Coast at KFBK and up and down the California coast. There's no place I've ever seen more beautiful in America than Northern California on US 1. That, to me, is the most magnificent and remarkable and magical place in North America. US 1, Northern California, don't even have a sip of beer driving on US 1. I don't know how come more trucks don't go over the side of that road. You can't pass on that road. It's a two-lane road hanging out over the ocean. But it is worth every single second of that road. It's just incredible. I've been binge-watching two things. I've binge-watched Hacks, which stars Jean Smart and Lorraine Newman's daughter. The original cast of Saturday Night Live, Lorraine Newman, her daughter, plays a bisexual comedy writer. Sort of built in if you're a comedy writer, right? But the best thing about it on Hacks, they don't even pretend. There is absolutely no reason for the lesbian nude scene in this show. Doesn't need to be there. Absolutely, it's a totally gratuitous shower scene with two beautiful lesbians. And the best part is it goes on for a very long time and nobody's hiding anything. No one's pretending to be coy. They're all or demure or some SAT word. These are two beautiful girls who are committing lesbianism in the shower. It's spectacular. And one of them is Lorraine Newman's daughter. This is a funny, sweet show. Hacks. And Jeannie Smart won an Emmy for it, deserved every Emmy for it. And it's only 8 episodes. I'm like, what the hell? What do you mean it's only 8 episodes? What about 10? It's on HBO. It's on Max. HBO Max. That's very confusing when they rebranded, changed the name. I really don't need that. And the other thing I watch is Storage Wars.
In 2021, it came as a shock to all the fans of Storage Wars that the relationship of their most treasured couple may not be as happy as it looked on television. They had a tougher time being partners in real life than being the power couple of Storage Wars. And when she was asked why things fell apart with her heartthrob of over 19 years, she blamed it on fame. She said that being in each other's faces all the time, in front of the cameras all week long, put a strain on their relationship. And speaking on a podcast, she said that being an on-screen couple didn't allow her to have an identity of her own and that she had become emotionally dead.
From being on a hit TV show, a primetime hit TV show on A&E, you become emotionally dead? It's a stage show where they open up storage lockers. Everybody's pretending to be surprised about what's inside. At least one item has been planted by the producers. It's always the item that they then have to go get valued by an expert. Those people don't know any experts. The producers found the experts. They plant the item that they can extend the show, broaden the show, make the show bigger by taking it to an expert. It doesn't matter. The show's hysterical, and it's perfect binge watching because I can stop and start watching Storage Wars at any point. I don't lose the story. I know what the story's going to be, and it's never boring. That's quite a trick, considering it is an absolutely consistent, every episode, same format. The fact that it never gets boring, that's amazing. Them there is good production. What are they up to now? Like on season, they're up to like season 13, 14. It's very impressive. And it's never near me. It's only these California Valley towns, desert towns in California, desperate, sad. And that's the sad part of it. Maybe a few of these people died and left their storage lockers to be found. Maybe they passed away, a few of them, but mostly they lost their job, their livelihood. They couldn't pay rent anymore. They couldn't keep up their homes or their food, and they lost their storage lockers. And a lot of them also seem to have the materials inventory of a retail store, fabric. There was one episode where there were boxes and boxes of bolted fabric. Okay, well, that's a store that used it for extra storage, or maybe the store went out of business, or they couldn't maintain their monthly pay. But that's always a sad part of the story. What would be really cool just once, if in Storage Wars they found something that clearly was important to the person who had the locker, that they clearly cared about it. It was a personal item or something of great value, and they tracked that person down, which would be easy to do. They're registered lockers. They belong to somebody. They were rented to somebody's specific name, address, phone number, credit card. They had all the information on the person who owned the locker. Wouldn't it be cool if one of the people who opened the lockers found something valuable and said, you know, let me do the right thing. Let's do the right thing. Let's track down the person who had this storage locker and return it to them. Give it to them. Now, that would be a smooth move. That would be an Emmy Award-winning move. It's not going to win an Emmy otherwise. No, it's not up. It's not up for an Emmy. Has it ever won an Emmy? I'm saying all this like I know. I don't know. And now I have to check, see if it's won an Emmy. We have a profound social media presence. My Facebook page is Walter Sterling, S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G. And, you know, it's impossible to do a radio show today unless you have a profound social footprint. It's very important. My name's Walter M. Sterling. Good evening. Memorial Day weekend live. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling on Sunday, inspired by TikTok.
Now I will get dressed. Goodbye.
Sterling every night. Study books, thirsty books. Get cozy with the
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and here's an excerpt from my book, Tangled in His Possession. Zeke glanced up from the drawer and froze when he saw her. Lucy, he whispered. Hi. She swept the hair away from her eyes as she leaned toward him. I wanted to make sure you were okay. I'm all right. He let out a little cough. I half expected you to call the authorities on the crazy guy roaming the streets. So, thank you for not doing so. She frowned. I believe every word you said to me last night. I appreciate it. Though I wish it were all some fantastical tale, some illusion. Grimacing, he averted his gaze. It would be easier if you didn't believe me, or if you were so horrified by what I told you, you did the smart thing and stayed away from me. Why would I want to do a thing like that? Zeke inhaled a long breath, then released it. Because I don't want to hurt you. I don't think he would. She leaned over, trying to re-enter his line of sight. And I'm willing to take my chances. When he didn't answer, Lucy crossed to the opposite side of the counter and stood beside him. A gap of a few inches remained between them, yet a thrilling rush tingled in her skin with his close proximity. You don't have to be alone, she said softly. His palms flattened on the wooden surface. From the first day you walked in here, I wondered what it would be like if I was normal. Then, imagine my shock when this intelligent, gorgeous woman who all but showed up on my doorstep out of nowhere actually asked me out on a date. He dropped his head, several loose wisps of hair tumbling forward. I wanted more than anything to say yes. Despite her urge to do otherwise, she maintained her distance. You still can. I convinced myself it would be a mistake. Even last night, after I told you my darkest secrets, I believed it would be better if we avoided each other. His knuckles whitened on the countertop. But when you touched me, the first time anyone's touched me in years, I surrendered for a few blissful moments. Which was also a mistake, as I haven't stopped thinking about it since. She sensed an opening. I could do it again, if you'd like. A faint groan rumbled from his throat. Shifting to the side, Lucy reached over and rested her hand atop his. His skin was warm beneath her palm, and she entwined their fingers together. His eyes closed as he swallowed. Why do I find it impossible to resist you? Because I made a career out of being very persuasive. Her grip on him tightened. Deep down, you know I'm right. You can't spend the rest of your life pushing people away. Zeke swiveled toward her, his hand slipping out of hers. You really are stubborn. Yep. I don't think you know what you're getting yourself into. She refused to back down, tilting her head to stare into his chocolate brown eyes instead. I think I know what I can and can't handle. Indecision washed over his face, and he turned away from her. With the faintest of touches, he used her fingertips to guide his head back in her direction. Electricity sparked between them as she drew her thumb across his cheek, memorizing the rough feel of his stubble and enjoying the shudder she elicited. He leaned into her cupped palm, his hot breath floating over her wrist as he pressed his lips to her skin. Need consumed her, both her desire to explore more of him and her wish to erase some of his anguish. Let me be closer to you, Zeke, she murmured. It's okay to give in. The intensity with which he kissed her caught her off guard, ripping the air from her lungs. She recovered quickly, though, and planted her free hand on either side of his face as his tongue plunged between her parted lips. The ends of her fingers threaded through the silky strands of his hair as she kissed him back with fervor, enthralled by the taste of his soft lips. His arms snaked around her waist, holding her tight. He drew back far too soon, and she whimpered at the loss of contact. We shouldn't be doing this, he said, his voice strained and unsteady. Too late. Lucy steered his mouth back to hers and delivered a teasing nibble to his lower lip. We already are. this time she was ready for his crushing kiss. As their tongues swirled together, she pressed her body alongside his, intoxicated by the heat spreading between them. Without taking his lips off hers, he shoved her backward into the counter, pinning her in place. She let out a squeal of surprise, followed by a giggle, yet his mouth muffled all her sounds of delight as he devoured her. The weight of him against her, combined with the tangy taste of him, heightened all her senses. Every aspect of the way he felt was better than she'd imagined, and his hunger for her was exhilarating. Even as their shared passion threatened to overwhelm her, something niggled at the back of her mind. "Wait," she said, between heaving breaths. "Wait a second." "Oh, I hate to do this to you, but I think I need to stop here for tonight. But you know you can always have more." That was an excerpt from my book, Tangled in His Possession, which is available at Amazon in paperback, on Kindle Unlimited, and in audiobook. I'm Smutty Book author Thea Landon.
It's the Walter Stern Show, every damn night.
Ladies, now rips the bolts from your back, it's a death trap.
Ladies, now rips the bolts from your back, want precision? Listen to somebody else, you want precision. What does he say there? What is that? Does that make sense? Did that ever make sense to us? It just sounded like he was angry, but listen. Bruce Springsteen, who postponed a bunch of shows last year, has had to hold off on performances under a doctor's order again right now. Today, the longtime entertainer uploaded an Instagram post sharing that his European tour will pick back up on June 12th in Madrid. He has been told by his doctors that he has to postpone two more shows under doctor orders. Let me get this right. Postpone two more shows under doctor order after previously rescheduling a concert in Marseille. These are all European shows. He has a major, it says a major medical issue, and but yet it's only 10 shows, 10 more days that he has to postpone. So, excuse me, my God, what's that? I hope he is well, and I hope he recovers quickly, as I know you do, so that he can explain what does this mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Rips the balls from your back. I grew up in North Jersey. I know what Highway 1 is, and I know that the greatest gift that you and I can receive is a request for help.
That was this week's Walter Stern Show. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it so.
Join us next week at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, for another Walter Stern Show.
My classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Join us next week at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, for another Walter Stern Show.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay right.